and the good singing. And I'm looking in the book of Matthew 16. The Bible said when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? That's the whole thing. And that's the what we got to answer tonight. Thank God, as sinners. Brethren, the Bible said, and Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of a living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. You're blessed, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And so we see the revelation came from the Father. And he said also unto thee, thou art Peter. Amen. And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And here the Lord saying unto Peter, amen, that he is upon his confession, thank God tonight, that he is in the body. He's in the church. And brethren, tonight God revealed this to this man of God. Amen. And he said, who do you say that I am? And there's a lot of things said about him today, but the only thing that we really know has to be revealed to us. Amen. We teach and we preach and we speak and we do a lot of things, amen, within the church. But brethren, the Holy Ghost is the only one that can reveal Christ to the sinner tonight. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the only one that can make it known to him. He can't see these things. Jesus said to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The word see does not mean with an eye. Amen. It means with inward perception or understanding that God gives a man through the new birth for essential tonight to be born again. Jesus said, marvel not, you must be born again. And brethren, the new birth, thank God, is an act of God in a sinner's heart. As sure as your name is what it is. Amen. The Holy Ghost had to move, friend, into you. Thank God, you couldn't move into him. He had to move into you and regenerate you and birth you in the family of God. In Genesis 1, it said, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And brethren, the Spirit of God's got to move on you. Thank God, that regeneration means he'd been reborn, regened. Thank God, it wasn't by the works of man. It can't be done. Brethren, listen, the kingdom of God's within us. It's a new kingdom. Amen. Listen, thank God, you'll not know the kingdom of God unless you've been born again. Jesus said, brethren, he said, amen, the wind blows where it listeth. The wind blows where it chooses. He said, and thou hearest the sound thereof. Amen, the sound is the voice of the wind. And he said, you hear the sound thereof and canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit. And brethren, it is an act of God. You cannot control the wind. Thank God, you can do all you can to try to sustain yourself in the wind, but you can't control the wind. You can't control where it blows and where it don't blow. It's a day in your life. Brother Robert, thank God, when the wind blowed on you and it took the wind to blow on you. And he said, so is everyone's born of the Spirit. The Spirit has to blow on them. And the Holy Ghost has to, brother, listen. It's an immediate blowing. It's a personal blowing. It's, thank God, it is a chosen blowing. In other words, he chose where to blow. The wind chose his word to blow. If the wind don't blow, you don't feel the wind. Somebody said, will you feel it when you get saved? I said, well, can you feel the wind? Amen. When the wind blows, thank God you feel it. And he said, you're born of the Spirit that way. And he said, Nicodemus said, well, how can these things be? He was trying to figure it up out here. Amen. He was trying to put it together up here. He was a master of Israel. He was a Pharisee. Brethren, but he came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know. He said, we know. They discussed it. Thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do this miracles except God be with him. Oh yeah, God was with him and he was God too. And brethren, I'm telling you, God said, you must be born again. And they could not figure that out because it can't be figured out. It's something that the light shines
in your heart of darkness and makes the light come on. He said he commanded the light to shine out of darkness into your hearts and brought light to you of who Christ was. And Peter said, thou art the Christ. You're the Messiah. You're the one that the Old Testament prophets spake about. You're the one that we always heard that one come, thank God, and save us from our sin. And the Bible said Jesus shall save his people from their sin. And brethren, he did. Praise God, and he does. Amen. He ain't never missed a beat. Thank God, brethren, he saves. He never come to try to save. Amen. He said he shall save. I know a lot of preachers try to make it sound like it's up to me, but brother, if it ain't up to him, we ain't getting in. He broke our heart through the gospel. And brethren, he brought us in by the drawing power. And brethren, somebody asked me, thank God, don't man have something to do with it? Yeah, he's the object of it. Amen. He's the very object of the salvation that the Son of Man come to give. But brethren, listen, he can't do nothing. Same they say. Amen. He has to believe, but he can't believe till he hears. And believing comes by faith, which is a gift. And repentance is granted by God. And everything's got to be. It's got to be the new birth before there's ever a saving faith or repentance. Or God gives a man to repent. And brethren, I got wanting to repent, Brother Robert, before I ever got saved. I wanted to quit sinning. I didn't want to sin. I didn't want to live this ungodly way. Oh, Lord. I wanted to live, thank God, the life. Amen. Free, praise God. But couldn't make myself free. In fact, Paul said it's not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And brethren, it takes the Holy Ghost. Ain't got to make known to you who he is. If you don't see who he is, it's because he don't let you know who he is. Amen. A lot of people's trying to stick a Bible and say, believe this and believe that. But brethren, listen, the devils believe there's a God trembles. And that don't make a man saved. It's got to be a work of God. Now listen. Amen. Jesus said, upon this rock. He wasn't talking about Peter. He's talking about himself. I will. Amen. I will build my church. Amen. He said, I'm going to build a church. And it's upon this rock. And he said, Peter's confession. He said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build. He was a confession. He said, your flesh and blood had not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And it's got to be a revelation. Amen. Salvation comes by an unveiling, thank God, of who you are and who he is. And you'll have to see that if you're saved. Brother, tonight you cannot get that in religion. You can't get that in externals. Amen. You can be the best external Christian far as what the world thinks a man is and go to hell. Because listen, it's only outward. It's just outward stuff. Amen. Listen, there's been so many rules given out the church house. Amen. But it never got a man any better. That woman that went to that doctor for 12 years rather grew worse. She had to come to a day that she had no money and she had no other ways. I got to try to make herself better. But the day, thank God, that she spent everything she had. And brother Jesus come by going to yours. And she praised God, said, if I may but touch his clothes, oh yes, she'll be made whole. And brother, she's pressed through the the crowd that day. And the Bible said she touched the very hem of his garment. And she was made whole the very moment. And she knew within her blood had dried up. And she knew she was made whole. It's what it takes. I can't explain it to you tonight. Brother, I can't explain salvation. I can only preach it by faith. I can't tell you until you know it. I tell you tonight, Jesus came to save. He saved sinners. And you'll never be saved till you see you're a sinner. You do what you do because that's what you are. I think another day, why is men cursed all the time? It seems like Brother Robert, everywhere I go, people are here cursing, and the Holy Ghost said, he said, that's because they're bitter. He said in Romans 3, bitterness and cursing, bitterness and cursing are under their lips. That's what it is. It's from a bitter heart that men use vile language and curse. And brother, that's just the nature they're in. It's an Adamic nature. And God, when God saved me, he changed my language. He changed my thoughts. He changed, thank God, my loves. Amen. Listen. Amen. Listen, brother, tonight he'll do that for you. Thank God, you're in bondage tonight. You're in religious bondage. You're in sin's bondage. Amen. But Jesus, thank God, can deliver you from it all. I got a letter from a boy. Thank God. This week, and brother, and I used to preach at the jails, and I've been getting some letters from them fellas. I wrote them all some cards at Christmas time, and one of them wrote me back, and he said this. He said, I was about at the end the night you came in, and he said, you come to me and you prayed with me, and he said, it looked like everybody in the world had turned their back on me, and this boy had committed a bad crime, and all I didn't know everything, but I knew God had me there to give him a message, and I told him about Christ and Jesus, what he could do for him. Amen. I don't think he got saved that night, but I just kept going to him and talking to him and praying with him, and he said this. He said, I never made it, and I know better than this, and it's gone. But he said, unless you'd have came by, you was the only one that wouldn't turn you back on me. Amen. He said, I'd send you that. He took a couple Bible courses. And he said, I've been doing it through the mail. And he said, I've been going, thank God, to pray. And he said, listen. He said, if you hadn't come by and just loved me and cared for me. Hey, friend, thank God tonight. Amen. The Bible, friends, open to everybody. Amen. Listen. But revelation comes through the Holy Ghost. He's got to let you know, brother. Amen. These are singing tonight. I'm confident in my soul. Thank God that the Holy Ghost. Amen. Turn the light on. Thank God. And brethren, when the light's on, the darkness is going out. Amen. It's not by profession. It's by an act of God. I've seen people that got saved. And brother, they didn't really know what it took place. Until one day the Holy Ghost told them, thank God I came into you. Listen this morning or this evening. I remember Sister Linda that night. Thank God got on her knees by that pew back there. And brother, listen. Thank God I saw it. I mean, I saw my own eyes. It was packed up here. People were praying. And she knelt down back there in 1994. Oh, brother Sammy had preached. And brother, thank God she prayed. And she asked God to take her over. But he was interested in getting her in. Amen. And he got her in that night. And it wasn't a month later about. Thank God she testified by the pen and said, I believe that's the night I got in. I ain't got her life changed. I told my wife, thank God she got in. I'm telling you, brother, listen, it don't take, thank God, but one act of God to change a man and give him something in his heart, and God can only do it. Amen. Brother, I'm saying, Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of a living God. That's what he said. He said, blessed art thou. You're a blessed man. He didn't say you're blessed, thank God, because of natural pain. It was blessed because the Holy Father of heaven had revealed to him who Christ was. And brother Robert, I remember when I was blind and empty as a barrel. I didn't know God. That old man of God said, you must be born again. It made me mad, aggravated me. But the Holy Ghost stayed in my heart and dealt with my soul. And I did everything I knew. I thought, what can I do to get saved? I'd go home and lay across the bed and say, what can I do to be what this man said? He said, I must be born again. And I didn't know how. But one day, thank God, in an instant, the God of heaven came where I sat. Thank God, and touched my heart and said, listen, it ain't what you do, it's Jesus. That's all he said. He said, it's Jesus. And the power of God fell in my soul. And I believed upon him under the salvation of my soul and got saved. And brother, he changed me that day. He made made me new that day. And I tell you, brother, listen, I'm telling you, he'll do that for anybody. He'll reveal his son. Amen. Paul said, even in the revelation of the gospel, he said it wasn't revealed to me, or I didn't taught it by man, brother, but it's by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And you don't know nothing unless he makes it known to you. Amen. And that's what he said. Listen, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen. Listen, that knowing there means it's an act of knowing. It's an act, not just a fact. It's an act of that truth coming into your heart and making you a free man in Christ. That's where it's at, Brother Robert. And that's what it takes. Thank God. Listen, brother, tonight it's him. I don't know. I cannot tell you this. Brother, listen, I could tell you tonight, amen, to do all these things, but they wouldn't help you. Amen. If God told you to do something, I'd say do it. But it's God bringing you to that place. Amen. I don't know when he will. I don't know what, my friend. Listen, salvation ain't of me. It's of him. It's what he does in the heart of mankind. Thank God what he does in young people. What he does in brethren. Listen, we don't know it unless he said, I'll build my church. The church is an assembly of believers. It's people tonight. It's not the structure of a building. Amen. Listen. Listen tonight. It's us. The church is us. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. I'll have believers. Thank God from now to the eternity. Amen. I'll have them. He said, amen. Listen, brother, you've God had come where you was at. God touched your heart. He birthed you into a Parker family. And the brother, he touched your heart. Amen. I knew you when I said, thank God from about 10 years old. And brother, I'll tell you this. Amen. I could tell, brother, the struggle of teenage life. But I'm telling you, thank God the morning. Thank God that God birthed you in the family of God. Amen. He made you a new man and put the Holy Ghost in you and your wife. Amen. Thank God came in. Amen. To this old time preaching. And brother got under that conviction. Amen. I remember the morning, thank God, when I stood up on this little old tables up here and said, God said, amen, sinners have to repent. Sinners need to be saved. This man message is for sinners this morning. And we had a little line formed. Amen. To come shake some hands and hug necks of them that had made profession of faith. And it wasn't only profession, it's a possession. Because they're here today. And I saw Miss Heather get out of that line. Amen. And come down and pray. Amen. Listen. Thank God. God done miraculous things that day. And praise God, saved her. Amen. Had a new night life and a desire to live for God. Amen. What a miracle. Boy, I feel good. I'm here. It's a miracle. I can't perform a miracle. But it is a miracle. It's all a miracle. Amen. Thank God. Amen. There's a lot of people in this world, brother, they don't know him. They only know the religion they're in or the denomination. But they don't know him. And the church, my friend, has just become a building to them. But it ain't to me, friend. It's to, thank God, the body of believers. And Jesus said, upon him, I'll have a family, I'll have a body. And brother, tonight, if you're born again, it's because he made it known to you, amen. That's exactly right, thank God. Bless his holy name. It takes God to do that. Brother, I'll tell you, it's a real thing. I don't understand it. Amen. I'll tell you, man ain't going to understand it unless God reveals it to you. And I'll tell you, brother, amen, a lot of times people, thank God, try to get people to pray prayers and things such as that. But it don't work. You can't pray a prayer to find it out. Amen. It's already, when people pray, it's because they've already been dealt with and God's already made some things known to them in their heart. A prayer is just crying after God from your heart to pray what saves you. Thank God the person's what saves you. It's faith that saves a man. Amen. If he has to pray, has to pray. Thank God, most people say, I don't know what I prayed. That shows you right there. It's not in the prayer. It's in the person. It's in faith. It's in the work of the Holy Spirit. It's all God. I can't tell you tonight. He said, few there be that find it. The only way you it finest, he bring it to you. Amen. Listen, somebody said, how'd you get saved? I said, he came to me. And not only did he come to me, he came in me. And he said to Zacchaeus, I'm going home with you. I'm going to live with you. I'm going to live in your house. Amen. Listen, he lived in his house. He said, I must abide at your house. He lives in my house, but it ain't the construction. It's the house right here. That's the New Testament house. Amen. Listen, thank God he don't have a tabernacle now that he goes into and has a priest to go offer up a blood once for them in a year. Thank God he lives in this tabernacle. Brother, he lives in us. Thank God, that's why we're new. That's why, praise God, what's done ain't gonna have to be done again. He didn't die but once, and he don't save you but once. And brother, listen, a religion is damaged more people than anything. And brother, they'll say, well, I make this profession. I went to the altar. Brother, you'll have to get further than that. You'll have to get to him. But he'll get to you before you ever get to him. And it's a revelation. Peter said, thank God, they say, some say you're Elias, John the Baptist. But he said, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of a living God. That's what he said. Amen. This brother, a friend of mine, he said, the other night, they're having Bible study at your house. He said, he's reading the scripture. He called on his little old boy to read that scripture. I guess the little boy's probably 13. And he said, read that, son. And he said, when this boy bowed his head to start reading, he started crying and weeping. And he said, Daddy, I don't know for sure I'm saved. And I said, that might be an indication, praise God, that God was going to tell him. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen, it don't mean you're not saved if you don't know. It just means you need to find out. Amen. That's right, you might be in. Amen. That's right, because a lot of people's looking for something that might not be the way. Thank God to find that assurance of God in the heart. Because it's all given by God, you see. And brethren, listen, we're weak creatures. But I like what he said, praise God. He said, I don't know. But brethren, listen, when we don't know, we need to know. We need to find out. Amen. I know preachers have said, and I've said before, because somebody, God moves in you. Amen. Looks like you know it. My brother, I know it. Amen. But is there a day in your life that the clouds of doubt might try to rise? Amen. You start looking at yourself more than you do God. But I find this to be true. I can always go back. Amen. To that day that he opened my heart and eyes and saved my wretched soul. But I can go back. I don't have to go back all the time. Hey God, I don't have to go back and look. Amen. I was born November 25th, 59. And I don't have to go back then to find out whether I'm living. And brethren, I can tell you today, thank God that I'm in. I don't have to go back. I know the day the witness is real. And the Holy Ghost tells me these things. And he co-testifies to my spirit that I'm his. And brethren, tonight, he'll do that if you seek him and look for him. He'll let you know. Amen. Thank God there's been people that struggle and wrestle and go through all kind of doubts. But I'm telling you, there's always assurance when you find, thank God, the Word and the Holy Ghost in him ought to be real in your soul and give you some peace. Thank God that you can live on. Amen. That's right. Don't compare yourself. Amen. With somebody else's word. Compare yourself with, thank God, Jesus. And you'll find yourself short. You'll find yourself looking for him. Because he's the only one that can give you grace and help you in this walk. And the church is the people. Brother, listen. Hey, God, tonight, I'm glad I'm a member of the church. Amen. But I'm talking about the true church. Amen. I don't even know, brother, the way we do it today. I thought, amen, talking about membership roles, all that. I didn't find that in the scripture. Amen. I just found that he added to the church such as should be saved. And they were baptized, identified with him. And brethren, the church in Jerusalem growed and God used it. And brethren, there's been churches ever since. And I believe this is a literal church body because there's born again people in it that testify the goodness of God and the grace of God in their life. But I'm telling you, on that day, Peter knew who he was. And he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus knew that the only way he knew that's God showing it to him. And that's the only way you'll know it tonight. God show it to you. Amen. I talked to a lot of people, Brother Robert. And I ain't the judge. God have mercy. But I talk to people and they'll say, are you asking them, are you saved? And they'll say, yeah, I'm saved. I'll say, well, how about telling me about it? And they can't, they ain't had nothing to tell. They can't tell it. They don't know who he is. I remember, and I'll say this, and I'm closing tonight. My mother-in-law, I told you this, and she was raised in religion in her life, and she was a good woman. And a lot of people's good people in the sight of men, but they're not in the sight of God. And I said to her, I was talking to her about her soul, and I said, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. And she said, well, I've done the best I can. That's what she said. I'm talking my heart out to her, you know, and tried to convince her about Jesus only being the way to God. And she said, I've done the best I can. That's all she said, I've done the best I can. And I said, Mama, I told you again, I mean, it's not the best you can. You never can do enough to inherit the kingdom of God. You'll never merit it. There's no way you can go to church enough and be good to people enough. And if it was, Jesus didn't need to come. He just said, do this and do that. And it'd be frustrating the grace of God, because righteousness don't come by what you do. It comes by what he did. And I said to her, I said, I'd like to pray with you, and I prayed with her and left. And I told God this. I said, Lord, there ain't no way in her son I could get this woman to believe. And I can't get them to believe, and I can't get nobody else to believe. I can't do it. There's impossibility for me, brother. Listen, you can't do it. Listen, we live by faith. We preach by faith. We pray by faith. Sister Heather, you teach by faith, and you give the word of God, and you talk to your youngins about it. Amen. But one day when God says, this is the day, amen, I'm going to put some Holy Spirit anointing on that, and I'm going to let it get to their heart more than their ears, and just like anybody's in a pew, it's just like that. You can't, I do not know what the word done this morning. I cannot tell you. Thank God, I tell you this, but I know the word will have effect, and it'll not return void. It'll accomplish where to he sent it. And brother, listen, it ain't me, it's God. If he don't speak to somebody, they'll not know it. But I told my mother-in-law, I said, I cannot tell you, thank God, but one thing, Jesus is the way of the Father. And brother, she got sick, and we went down through them roads, and I'd talk to her about Jesus, and she'd listen to me preach a little and smile, and she'd say, one time she said, it was for me. Thank God what you said. And listen, thank God, we went to the rest home when she got sick, and I'd always talk to her, and we had prayer with her, and she saw a difference in her life. And she even, thank God, even the church she went to, amen, listen, thank God, she even told people to go hear at me preaching, go to this church if you need help from God. And she knew what we had was right, but she would never, amen, listen, turn. And she got that rest home, and we talked to her and prayed with her. Amen. And I remember the last day I ever said anything to her, it's the last time I ever spoke to her. And she looked up to me when we was leaving, Brother Robert, she was real weak. And she said, Joel, what else can I do? And I said, Mama, I just didn't say it was, I mean, I just said it, you know, I mean, I just didn't think much. I mean, I didn't look at her and preach to her. I said, Mama, I said, you're going to have to believe in Jesus. Hey, he's the only way you can get in. Amen. And this is what she did. She lifted up her head, and she said to me, she said, she looked, amen, with her eyes open, and I turned around and looked at her. I was walking out. Amen. I just walked past her, and I said, believe on Jesus. That's the only way. And she looked up to me with her eyes open, and she said, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said, yes, that's right, Mama. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the first time I ever heard her confess that. Amen. I don't know. I mean, I hate to testify for nobody else, but brother, I believe it could be possible that when I said that, the Holy Ghost said, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And she said, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said, yes, Mama, that's right. Done prayed with her, walked out the door, told her I loved her. And the next day we get the call, is going up there. And brother, she is in a coma. Never, listen, I went talk to her, but she never responded. She has sat there as her eyes were set. And brother, we sat there on a Sunday evening and watched her take her last breath the next day after that. Amen. And brother, I believe it's a possibility. Amen. Thank God that she got in. Amen. It was what upon her confession of what he did in her heart by faith and hearing it. And listen, that's the exact way God does it. And it's right tonight. And I'm telling you, brother, listen, God will do that for anybody that he reveals it to. And brother, tonight, don't never give up on anybody. Ain't God there to give up on Paul, said there ain't no hope. He's the chief of sinners, but don't give up on anybody. He can do it for anybody tonight. If that's the word, amen, Jesus, speak the word only, and the servant's healed. And brother, he showed up and preached in the house, and a man that was on a bed, and God got up and carried it out. And I'm telling you tonight, are you hearing me? Thank God, it don't take much when he said it. Amen. When he speaks, it'll be done. And that's what we got to have faith in and believe God. I don't know, but I know this. Amen. I know whom I have believed. And I know, thank God, this word's real. And I know if he speaks it, it'll work. And I know God does great things because of just the word that he speaks. Amen. And that old fella told me in that letter, he said, I just finished my second Bible college. That's what he said. And brother, he said, if the Lord started it all that night when you come pray. And listen, I never did go through that. I just went and done what I usually do, talk to men with about Christ and pray with them. But he said that in that letter. And I said, Lord, I appreciate you helping him. But God, it takes you to speak to hearts. How many people have we spoke to? How many people have you spoke to down through the ages? Brother, listen, it's the word of God. It's what you speak in power out of that one. And I said, I can't turn the power on in me. That's got the Holy Spirit's got to flow in that. Amen. But I've been around people that I thought, brother, listen, they get up to speak and they just get up and talk. They ain't preaching like he is. They just get up and talk. And all of a sudden, that Holy Ghost, thank God, just starts churning in my soul. Amen. Brother Milby told me one night he went to the camp meeting and this old man was up preaching. He was very feeble in them days. His name was Joe Parson. And Brother Milby said, Brother Hite, we went into that camp meeting. We sat down. And he was just up talking, very feeble talking. And he said, me and Edna sat down. And he said, when we sat in the pew, she was trying to talk to me. And all of a sudden, I looked over and said, shh, God's speaking. That old man was just talking, but God was speaking. It's not the manner how it's delivered. It's not the matter of how I preach or how anybody preaches. It's the God that'll speak to him and to others when it's God's time to do it. That's right. Don't never belittle that fact, friend, that he has revealed the truth of God to sinners down through the days. Amen. And the Holy Ghost can come in your bedroom and my bedroom and speak to us tonight, just in the midnight hour. Praise God. Amen. And speak because he's revealed these things to us by his Spirit. And I bless the Lord for it. Well, let's have prayer. Father, thank you for the good singing tonight. Lord God, I appreciate these young people, Lord. And I pray for them, God, every day. God of heaven, you'd have mercy and touch their heart. And God, bring another knowledge of God through the Spirit drawing, God. I pray. God, I pray and I know, God, they seek you. And God, I know, God, you know, God, tonight your own will for them to be begotten by the word of truth. And God, I believe you tonight, God, to help them. And God, for Matthew, come and bless him, Lord. And Robert and his good wife, God, bless them, dear people. God, they've been helped to my soul in this journey. And God, I pray you return blessing upon them. And God, the real touch in their life, I feel. And thank you for my good wife, Lord. I sure appreciate you. God giving me a good wife. I thought today, Lord, she's a much better Christian than I am. And I appreciate her and love her and thank you for her. Oh, Lord, bless this church body. God, touch the sick in body and get glory out of it. We'll truly thank you and bless your good name. Lord, help us to never, God, God cease in praising you. God, help us to always praise you and give you the glory and honor. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for watching tonight. Bless you for watching. May God's blessing be upon you. In the next.